The Stanford Marching Band is not your typical college band. Their uniforms are red sport coats and white fishing hats. And for the team's big rivalry game with Cal, band members turn out in full costume, Canadian bobsledders, Harry Potter characters, you name it. Former band director Arthur Barnes will tell you that's not the only thing that sets the Stanford band apart.
We don't march, we scatter.
Reporter Beau Walsh has the story.
Dr. Arthur Barnes started as the Stanford band director in 1963.
Well, the style of the band before I arrived was quite military, with military uniforms, straight lines, marching. It seemed that a change was very necessary to be different from SC, UCLA, and Cal. And so I decided to form the largest rock and roll band in college history.
Under Dr. Barnes, the band grew to 174 members. They began sprinting onto the field and into loose formations during their shows, and they often taunted their opponents.
Ladies and gentlemen, here at halftime in Stanford Stadium, you're watching their band, musical and formation satire by one of the kingpins of such type of halftime entertaining.
Barnes's band received lots of attention, but not always for the best reasons.
The band has been in hot water a lot of places.
That's Joe Starkey, the former sports director of KGO Radio in San Francisco.
There are places literally they can't go back to. They're absolutely banned from going to Notre Dame. Frankly, they should be. Their stuff got just plain nasty.
The incident he's talking about took place in 1991, when the drum major dressed up as a nun and conducted the band using a wooden cross to taunt the Catholic University. In 2004, the band made national news after it mocked Mormons during a halftime show at BYU.
The sweet relief that can only come from the sacred bond between a man and a woman, and a woman, and a woman.
But the incident that the band is arguably most infamous for is also a major moment in sports history. The year was 1982. The place, Memorial Stadium in Berkeley. Joe Starkey was the broadcaster for the California Golden Bears.
Yo, so this is the big game.
It was the 85th playing of the big game, the annual showdown between rivals Cal and Stanford. Stanford was looking down for the count until...
Elway back to throw inside his five. He's got to get this one. Looks way downfield. He's got it. It is complete at the 42-yard line.
Stanford quarterback John Elway led his team on a heroic last-minute drive.
Here's the snap, here's the kick. It is long enough, it is good! Stanford hits it with 4 seconds to go and takes the lead.
Stanford takes the lead 20-19, but there are 4 seconds left on the clock.
That's Gary Terrell. He was the leader of the Stanford band's trombone section.
Everything is great. All we have to do is run out these last 4 seconds on the clock. During this time, this final series, the Stanford band had started to edge down to field level to get ready for our post-game concert.
Only a miracle can save the Bears.
Cal had one last chance for a comeback.
The Bears in a seemingly impossible situation. They have only one timeout left.
What happened next would forever be known as the play.
As I remember it and as I experienced it at the time, it seemed like it was all slow motion.
All right, here we go with the kickoff. Ball comes loose and the Bears have to get out of bounds.
But they didn't even try to go out of bounds. Instead, with no time left on the clock, Cal lateraled the football around like a hot potato as they moved up the field.
Another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rogers.
Thinking the game was over, Gary Terrell and the Stanford band had moseyed onto the field as Cal player Kevin Moen received the final lateral.
Oh, the band is out on the field! He's going to go into the end zone! He's going into the end zone!
Out of the corner of my eye, saw this Cal player running through the end zone, figuring he just probably wanted to get the heck out of there. But he had the ball, and the next thing I knew, I was down.
But the band!
The scene was an absolute mess.
There were so many people on the field as the band came out and the players kind of came together in so many different ways, it was almost impossible to tell who had the ball. So Moen runs over Gary Terrell, the trombone player, who has, by the way, become immortalized by being run over.
Gary and his trombone were barreled over as players ran through, over, and around members of the Stanford band. Even with Terrell laid out on the ground, the Bears were celebrating, having pulled off the unthinkable.
The Bears have won! The Bears have won! Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
When you have players literally running through not only the opponents, but the band members who've come out assuming the game is over. So I don't know how you'll ever top that. I really don't.
In that moment, the Cal Bears and Joe Starkey cemented themselves in history. But Gary Terrell and the Stanford band did too.
That is a pretty silly way to become infamous.
The band was noticeably absent from the 2016 big game after a school investigation revealed issues like drinking and hazing. Stanford banned them from traveling to all away games for the academic year. Now, the Stanford band is back, but don't expect them to start marching in line.
Dr. Arthur Barnes, the man who shaped the band into what it is today, wouldn't have it any other way.
There are people my age who come up to me and say, can't you do something about that band? And I said, yeah, I did it in 1963. I made it a rock and roll band.
Thanks to reporter Beau Walsh for that story.